Good morning, church. Happy New Year. I am very grateful this morning to stand before the altar of God. And my name is Jane Miner. I know many of you know me, but could be there are new members here. So, and I'm very honored to stand before you the first Sunday of the year. Today, I want to speak what God has instructed me to speak to the church. And I want to go to the book of Ezekiel 37. The Bible says, we know this word. We've heard this word for many times. It has been explained in different versions. But today, I want to speak what God wants us to hear, the year 2024. So I just want you to focus on God. I just want you to open your ears, open your mind, and open your heart to listen from God and to hear from God. The Bible says, "The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley. And it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all aloud, and behold, there were very many in the open valley. And indeed, they were very dry. And he said to me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?' So I answered, 'O Lord God, you know.' Again he said to me, 'Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus is the Lord God to these bones. Surely I will cause breath to enter into you.'" I want you to catch the word breath. If you don't catch anything else in this Sunday sermon, I want you to hold on to the word breath. "To enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Catch the word breath. "And also he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, come from four winds, O breath, and breathe on this slain, that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, 'Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord." Let us pray. Our Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you this morning. We came to seek your face. We came to hear from you. That's why you called us, wherever we were, and you brought us here. We are all yours this morning. Speak to us through your word. Use me as a vessel, as I am. I want to speak what you want me to speak. Not what I think, not what I not about my mind, God, but your word. Let your power prevail in this congregation this morning. In Jesus' name. Wow. This word, when Pastor Eileen asked me to come and speak today, I didn't know what to speak about. And actually, I didn't even think it would be the first Sunday of the year. But when I was praying and when I was in the presence of God, God gave me this word. Because there's something that God wants to communicate to us this morning. And today, the word is not talking about when Ezekiel was in the dry bones. We are the people that God is speaking to this morning. And it doesn't matter. We all have dry bones in our lives. Because I think the world, what is happening in the world, there's too much happenings. And even sometimes you ask yourself, where are we heading to? Not only in Canada, but the whole world. We hear so many things happening. And this is an example of dry bones. Because sometimes you come to a place, you don't even know what is happening into your lives. You don't know where you are coming from, where you are going. You are just there. Yes, you come to church. Yes, you trust God. Yes, you pray every morning. But it comes a time, and somehow in our lives, something just comes and struck you, and you are like, my God, I don't know what is happening in my life. We also hear so many people having sicknesses, so many people losing jobs, so many people looking for homes, so many people looking for help. And we ask ourselves, what is all this happening? But this morning, the word of God is coming to us in form of his prophet Isaiah, Ezekiel. But today his word is coming through me. And the Lord is saying, we are in the valley of dry bone. And this word that God asked me to come and tell you this morning, the Church of Walmer Baptist, that the Lord will breathe his breath into your lives. I don't know what is happening in your life. I don't know whether you feel dead. Because to me, I think we are all dead in some areas. We might not know. Maybe you don't pray like you used to pray before. Maybe you don't read the word of God the way you used to read before. Maybe you don't do things the way you ought to do. Maybe you don't love people the way you ought to love people. And that is being dead, but you don't know. You are spiritually dead. You are physically dead, but yes, you are walking. Yes, you wake up every morning and everything goes on as usual. But the Lord is saying this morning that the year 2024, he is going to breathe his breath into our lives. The Lord is going to breathe his breath into your children. The Lord is going to breathe his breath into your families. Into a place of work, the Lord is going to breathe his breath. And I want you to take this word very seriously. It doesn't matter what the world is saying, because we have just read the word of God, that when the meat came together, the bones came together, bone to bone, but they couldn't do nothing. They couldn't move. There was no life. Why? Because there was no breath. And this morning, the Lord is saying to us, yes, we look very smart. Yes, we are doing everything. We wake up every Monday. Tomorrow, we wake up to go to work and to do our businesses and to do our daily deeds, the ones we normally do. Those who go to school, they will wake up and go to school. Those who go to work, they will wake up to go to work. But what is the Lord saying? We are alive, but we are dead. But the year 2024, God wants you to open your heart. God wants you to open your mind. Because when the breath of God comes, trust me, my dear friends, there is gonna be new life. There is gonna be change. There's gonna be transformation. It doesn't matter what is happening. But when the breath of the Lord comes, he will breathe into your life. If you are suffering from any sickness, call the Lord to breathe a new life into your body, into your life. And you are gonna live again. If you have an issue, if you have children, some of us, we pray for our children because in this life we are living today, yes, we are here, but our children, they know so much. They do so much. Sometimes your kids could be doing things behind your back. You see them coming home and they're all good and okay, they're calling you mom, yes, but we don't know what they normally do when they go to school, when they meet with their friends. And many parents are crying because of their parents. Believe you me, it's not only in Canada. Even in other countries, even in my own country, people cry for their children because the devil is attacking our children through drugs, through sex abuse, through so many things, through internet. You know, but God is saying this morning, speak to the breath into your children's life. You have your parents. Maybe your parents are old. They are unwell. Speak the word of God. Speak the breath of God. Invite the breath of God to come into your family, into your parents' life. And let me tell you, they are gonna be alive. And the Bible says, this shall be a sign that I am the Lord and I am your God. We don't come every Sunday to church just to show off or because we have nothing to do. But we come because we want to listen to God. We want to know, what is God saying about my life? What is God saying about 2024? Where are we going? We are just starting. We have 12 years ahead of us. What is going to happen? We don't know what is going to happen. So why do we come to the house of God? We come because we want to hear God show us the way. Where do you want us to go? What do you want us to do? And that's why the Bible says, let us call the breath of God. Let us pray to God to breathe his breath in our lives, in our everyday lives, and we shall have life. Forgive me, I speak too loud. I know you are used to Pastor Ellen just speaking composed and all that, but I know and I hope you are understanding what I'm talking about. Well, now, when Ezekiel was sent to the dry bones, do you remember the question he asked God? When God asked him, if God comes and asks me, Jane, do you think you can become a Canadian citizen? Yes, right now I'm not. But do you believe you can? I'll start thinking my own things. I'll start saying this and that and that and that and that. But Ezekiel told God, you know what, God? You know better. Okay? When is this time that you are in a situation and you don't even know who to turn to? If you turn to your friend also has their own problems. They don't even know how to encourage you. If you go to your family is like, my God, even me, I'm going through the same thing. If you tell somebody about, oh, my parents are suffering, they will tell you, oh, even me, I've been buying medicine for my parents for the last 5 years. Then you are like, my God, who do I turn to? But this morning, the Lord is asking, do you think your situation can change? Do you think you can have a better life? Do you think your children can change? Do you think you can get a job? Do you think you can get a promotion? Do you think you can get a home? And what is the correct answer? The correct answer is, Lord, only you knows that. But when we go down, we hear the Lord give Ezekiel the answer. Let us call to the Lord. Let us ask the Lord to bring every bone into our lives. What have you lost? May the Lord return every bone into your life so that you can become complete. May it come from south. May it come from north. May it come from east and west. Because the Lord is capable of doing that. Because I want to tell you, we serve a God that is so powerful. We serve a God that is here. He is all over the world. And it doesn't matter what you need, because God has everything that we need. The only problem is we don't ask him the right way. We don't believe him the right way, because the Bible says that you trust in God and trust in him fully. And the Bible says those who trust in God, they are like Mount Zion. They cannot be shaken. Meaning that whatever happens in 2024, we are not gonna be shaken. We are gonna be ready. We are gonna wear the cross of battle. Because I tell you, we are here today. We don't know what is gonna happen tomorrow, isn't it? Even February, March, all the way to December. But if we have the word of God with us, if we believe God, if we take the word of God, everything is gonna be okay. And today I want us to believe that 2024 is gonna be the best year of everybody here. It is gonna be the best year of the Baptist Church Walmer. I hear you guys are about to nominate new members to the board. We pray and we believe that the team that is gonna come, it is gonna take the church to a higher level. Not because of them, but because God is speaking to this church that he will rebuild this church again. He will bring glory into this church again. He will bring even more members into this church again. And it is not gonna be business as usual, because 2024, when God breathes his breath into the church is gonna be different. People are gonna be praying different. People are gonna be worshiping different. Because let me tell you, God doesn't need anything from you. By the way, God don't need your money. God don't need your properties. What does God need? He just needs a broken heart that can worship him, that can honor him, that can come to the house of God and surrender, not thinking who you are, not thinking about your name, not thinking about your job. God loves such, because the Bible says in the book of 1 Samuel, he is not delighted in goats and cows, but broken hearts. God honors the broken heart. And I believe and I pray as we continue in this church, because I love this church. I love worshiping in this church. And I look forward to worshiping even more years. I believe this church is going to be different, because God is going to breathe his breath into us, into this church as whole, and we shall worship him with truth and honor, and we shall honor God, and God will honor us. God will honor our church, and God is gonna take us where he wants to take the church. Well, I hope you guys are getting it. Am I speaking too fast? Okay, again, I want to read so I can finish. I want to read the book of Revelation. Let's go to the book of Revelation chapter 8. Revelation chapter 8, because I want to give you a secret of prayer. The Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 8 and verse 3, then another angel having a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hands. Today, I want to remind you, every prayer that you pray, there is an angel that comes to correct the prayers. Think about it. It doesn't matter whether you shout, doesn't matter whether you meditate a prayer, it doesn't matter how you pray silently. The Bible says that every morning there's an angel holding a bowl, and this bowl comes to correct the prayers of the saints. And the incense goes to the Lord with a sweet smell of our prayers. So I want to urge us this morning to pray 2024. Promise me you are going to pray 2024, knowing that it is not in vain. Don't feel like God is not listening. He is listening. And mind you, your prayers are being corrected with a golden bowl. And it's not just that. It goes to the Lord with sweet smell all the way to the throne. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't want to talk too much, but I believe you guys have gotten the word of God. And I believe that 2024 is gonna change all of us. We are gonna pray to God in our own ways, in our own homes, in our own workplaces, when we go to school, wherever we shall be, knowing, asking God, God, breathe your breath into my life. Breathe your breath into Walmart Church. Breathe your breath into our children and our families. Breathe your breath in my workplace, in the mighty name of Jesus. Shall we pray? Our dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning. Thank you for your word. The Bible says that your word shall not come into this earth and return empty-handed. But this morning you have spoken to your people. And Lord, I pray that may you breathe your breath into us this morning. May you breathe your breath into Walmart Baptist Church, O God. May you come and do what no man can do in this congregation. May you come and change lives. May you come and give hope to the hopeless. May you come and encourage someone who is discouraged and who has come to the end. May you raise us to where you want us to be. We pray for our pastor, Eileen, wherever she is, O God. We also pray that you breathe your breath upon her life, that every time she stands to speak to your people, you'll give her wisdom, you'll give her your Holy Spirit, and you'll anoint her with new oil every morning. Bless each and every one of us. May you bless our works. May you bless our homes. May you bless our children. May you lead us the year 2024. We look unto you, God, from January to February to March to April to May to June to July to August to September to October, November, all the way to the December, Lord, that we shall all be here to celebrate your goodness and your mercy. We pray all this and we believe in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.